This is Pure Decking Show number 259. I am Morps. What the hell is today? I don't know.
It's Wednesday, March 87, 2025.
That. This is the show about stuff that interests me, like the, how cyberpunk the world has gotten information security. And I've had a shit week. I don't even have a joke. I'm Morps. I am drinking heavily tonight. I have a lot of Woodfords. Madman. What are you drinking?
New Belgium Cherry Almond Ale.
Fancy.
Yeah, fancy and kind of strange. Not sure if it's good. It's not bad. Still deciding on whether or not it's actually good.
Laser, what are you drinking tonight? Is this the first time you've been on decking?
No, it's not the first time, but it's been a long time since I've been on.
Okay. What are you drinking?
Big blue glass of zombie.
Okay, yeah. I haven't seen zombie in a while.
Wanda gets fucked up.
it'll do that. Suave, what are you...
I'm currently drinking a somewhat sketchy, somewhat fortified rhubarb wine that was given to me in a Crown Royal bottle by a person.
This person, we found him under the bridge with a cloak, offered you a quest, and this was the...
This is the reward he chose.
The other one was a condom full of some random shit.
It's actually a plastic bag full of baked goods.
The rhubarb wine is the better choice, probably.
Plastic bag full of baked goods. Are you?
This is why I'm looking up blind porn. Audio porn. For when he goes blind drinking that homemade shit.
Just so you're ready for
it. Will happen.
Yeah, you know.
Way to help your friends, there are you. Way to help your friends.
You know, you gotta future proof.
He's got to get ideas for his speeches he's going to give when he runs as the pantomime horse.
Exactly.
I figured I'd just nail it.
Wonky Donkey, the blind horse.
Oh, you're getting two different groups of people right there. You're going to lock up the furries and the blind people. Like right off the bat.
Nothing gets the voter turnout like furries and fucking blind, dude.
You don't tell the blind person that, you know, you're in the costume beforehand.
There's a demographic.
Do you ever shave?
There's a demographic I want to see MSNBC run against Trump's 100 first days. Well, we asked 3,000 furries and 4,000 blind people, and they're giving a 43% rating.
We put them in the same room just to see what would happen.
Oh, dear Jesus. For a blind person just feeling around. What the fuck is this, an ear? Oh, shit. Why is that zipper? Oh, God. Why did you shave that part? Oh, there's a fucking new TV show, isn't it? This grab a bunch of poor furries and a fucking blind man, and he has to run an obstacle course.
Actually, that would be a TV show right there. Just, you know, grab random people, blindfold them, and make them feel horrible things, and describe what they're feeling, see if they can guess what it is.
That was my high school.
Yep, I'm pretty sure that's ass. I'm pretty sure I'm feeling an ass.
I'm sure there's several Japanese TV shows like that already, so...
Buzzkill.
Yeah, kind of.
I hope you guys are having a better week than I have.
Nope. I'm right with you, man.
We'll talk after the show. I doubt that.
The healthier I get, the worse I get. Don't ever give up drugs and alcohol, kids. Stay with it. Just push through it when you hit that 40 barrier.
The first article, or I guess the lead article I have for tonight, is from Heat Street. And there are several versions of this article. This one was just kind of the funniest headline. This nightmare law. Would block porn on all connected devices unless you pay to unblock it. There's a new bill gaining steam with the puritanical state legislators and the nanny state Republicans. That's not a line I'm used to hearing. Nanny state, isn't it usually the other way around?
That's what I thought. Democrat, huh?
Yeah.
It is probably one of the most stupid, misguided attempts to censor the internet in recent memory. In an effort to stop people from watching porn, the bill would cause a regulatory nightmare for tech manufacturers, retailers, websites, consumers, and even state regulators. All this hassle because one guy has a porn addiction and wants everyone to pay for it. The Human Trafficking and Child Exploitation Prevention Act is a, you know, the anti-porn bill they call the Human Trafficking and Child Exploitation Prevention Act. I'm pretty sure both of those things are already fucking illegal.
I don't know. Let me go try to buy a four-year-old. No, wait a minute.
Yeah,
let's
good luck
not.
With that.
I'm now certain that Madman actually knows where he can buy a four-year-old.
Madman, okay, to start you on your journey, don't ask how, but start with Baylux Messenger. Messenger.
is a draft bill in 13 state legislators that has nothing to do with human trafficking or child exploitation. Well, it's an anti-porn bill, so I hope it has nothing to do with child exploitation. And yeah, to look at the pictures of the children, it's a double fee. No, fuck, no, stop. While the bill is slightly different in each state, the model legislation these bills are based on would require all internet-connected devices, like computers, smartphones, tablets, and smart TVs, to come installed with a filter that would block access to online pornography. Because we've already had so much success with the ones they sell outside of coming with a device. The only way to remove the filter is to go to a retailer and pay a $20 tax. But first you have to make a written request asking to remove the filter. Then you would have to receive reading material explaining the dangers of pornography and removing the porn filter. Then you would have to confirm receive the reading material. Then you would pay $20 to the state, but the retailer may charge additional fees. These fees could add up significantly if a consumer is forced to unlock every device and router in their household. Yeah, it sounds simple, right? The legislation claims to be a solution to a range of social ills. One of the bills, or on the bill's website, it says the bill would reduce crime by making prostitution hubs, child pornography, revenge pornography, and obscenity, as defined in the existing obscenity code, more inconvenient to access. I'm guessing these people have never heard of, you know, format reinstall. It is the official Windows song.
You know, How does this reduce pornography? How does this reduce prostitution?
I don't get that part.
I thought prostitution was illegal anyway.
In most places.
Yeah.
Probably reduces the ability for people to go online and look up escort services and such.
So they're going to make any messaging system illegal or a pay-to-play?
Yeah, basically. That's how you'd have to do it. Manufacturers of internet devices would have to be sure their filters did not let any pornographic images in and could be liable if any gets sued. You just can't use the internet. And that's exactly what you said. Every messaging system, because if it gets through the filter, that's every messaging system, that's every chat system, every website, every file transfer system. You know, the ones that haven't been invented yet, you have to filter for them.
Okay, so there is a sexual fetish of, you know, getting turned on while watching people fall down steps. Monty Python's now a banned image list.
Apparently. They would also be on the hook if someone used their products to access child pornography or prostitution services. So, yeah, just the filters are supposed to block out the escort sites. These companies are expected to operate reporting services where consumers can report any vulnerabilities in the filter, because, you know, anybody's going to bother to do that. Presumably, the cost of operating these services would then be passed on to the consumer. So, you know, your internet bill is going to triple. Social media sites would be exempt from getting blocked as long as they moderate their content and allow users to report obscenities found on the sites for removal. Obscenity laws vary by state to state and can be quite complicated. The bill does not specifically state how it would handle large social media sites like Reddit and Twitter that allow pornography to be posted alongside regular content. Wait, Twitter allows porn?
Damn.
Yeah.
Huh. I haven't used Twitter in a long time.
I guess I might have to go check out Twitter sometime.
If I'm a chick that identifies as a dude, I can get my tits out. Because technically, men's breasts aren't sexualized, and if the chick identifies as a bloke, then she has to be viewed as a bloke by Twitter and can't be blocked.
See, I actually thought Twitter blocked porn. I just offhand. Guess I'm out of the loop. There are scant specifics about the actual filter would be used. Internet filters are notorious for overreaching and blocking harmless sites arbitrarily. They are also fairly easy to bypass, as any troublemaking middle schooler knows. And child pornography is often found and traded on dark corners of the internet. Not accessible. I need to have the button better ready. Where to go? Dark corners of the internet not accessible on standard browsers.
Like YouTube.
Just tell me it gets taken down quickly if it's on YouTube at least.
There's a whole mess of it out there. People are trying to be taken down. But because it's tagged and worded as different things, like child empowerment videos and things like that. Yeah.
What? That's not child empowerment.
Don't argue.
Once you know a way around the filter, you're going to find a way to make it pop up if you want to do that crazy shit.
I'm just going to hide under the table, hold my head, and scream.
There's been a lot of people actively trying to get this group removed from YouTube, but YouTube refused to remove them for some reason. Yet, you know, call someone out on YouTube and you're Insta banned.
Yeah. You have been denounced, you've been removed, and taken to the camps. Anyways, it is unlikely that the filter would be sophisticated enough to be able to prevent downloads of child porn at obscure Tor addresses. Man behind the bill is more of a freak than the porn he's trying to block. I think that may be an opinion of the author. I'm not certain. Chris Xavier is a homophobic anti-porn crusader and an EDM DJ. Who wants...
What?
What?
That's what it says.
What DJ?
EDM.
EDM, I gotta look up what this is.
Electronic dance music.
Techno. And dubstep.
Well, certain. But anyways... Yeah.
One who apparently anti-porn crusader and EDM DJ who once tried to marry his porn-filled MacBook to protest gay marriage.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Do the unbalanced fucking make laws now?
Apparently.
Yes, if they have enough money.
You did see back a little over 100 years ago when we started letting women vote, right?
Granted, that was a mistake.
Yes, I'm working on getting banned from the internet, gentlemen.
You and me both.
Pure Decking, we are not a safe space. I'm just going to point this out. Anyone who thinks we are a safe space can go fuck themselves. Actually, wait a minute. We're talking about porn and filters. People might be doing that.
Gross.
So here's a fun excerpt from his court filing. Dear God. Yeah. Yeah, they're called. Don't Ask was calling me out in the chat room. It's like, dude, this is a media gripe. Why are we talking about this? It's because it's hilarious. So here's the excerpt from his court filing. Recently, I purchased an Apple computer. The computer was sold to me without filters to block out pornography. I was not provided any warning by Apple that pornography was highly addictive and could alter my reward center by the manufacturer.
What?
Wait. That's what it says. There's a reason I provide the links. I don't think I could make this shit up. Okay. Over time, I began preferring sex with my computer over sex with real women. You're using the CD-ROM tray wrong. Naturally,
using the woman wrong.
Oh, to be his technician. Oh, gross.
Naturally, I fell in love with my computer and preferred having sex with it over all the other persons or things as a result of the classic conditioning upon orgasm.
Is this guy Asian?
You know, they don't have a picture of him. Let me see in the EDM DJ
story. What's his name? I'll track him down. No, I'll pull it up. You keep going, dude.
Let's see. He's also
W.
Okay, yeah. So the author has definitely got some opinions here because they actually put in the article he's also a huge piece of shit. maybe bat shit. according to the Daily Beast, Xavier was charged with. Huh.
I'm saying this is one of the most well-crafted articles I've seen in a long time.
Yeah. According to the Daily Beast, Xavier was charged with stalking and harassing country music star John Rich and a 17-year-old girl. There's a warrant out for his arrest in Tennessee for failing to pay child support and breaking a restraining order against his ex-wife. The restraining order was drawn after Xavier was convicted of assaulting his father-in-law over a dispute about visitation rights. The altercation resulted in his seven-month-old son getting injured and taken to the... Okay, dude, you're attacking an infant. That's kind of not cool.
He had sex with a computer. What do you expect?
I was hoping he'd sit in the corner and leave everyone else alone. Xavier even sued Apple, claiming their products ruined his marriage because his MacBook did not include porn filters, which resulted in him getting addicted to pornography. Yes, yes. Tell us more about how the McDonald's employees tied you to the chair and force-fed you Big Macs until you were obese. No, wait, that's a different lawsuit. The plaintiff began desiring younger, more beautiful girls featured in porn videos than his wife, who is no longer 21, the complaint said. Oh, shit. So this is the guy that wants to protect the nation's children from the evils of pornography. The bill comes on the heels of Utah's anti-porn hysteria, declaring porn a public health crisis. The state legislator even proposed a bill that would allow porn addicts to sue porn distributors, similar to how ailing smokers sued tobacco companies. I don't think it's the same thing. If the Human Trafficking Prevention Act goes through in any state, it would be an enormous pain in the ass for manufacturers, websites, retailers, and consumers. Companies would have to drastically change the way they do business just to conform to the cockamamie laws of one state. So,
Not do business in that state.
Yeah, that's really what would happen. You know, I'm not really all that surprised with that picture. He's trying to look like a badass, too, and it's not really working.
To be fair, that is the least feminine photo I could find of what is clearly a closet homosexual. yeah. But he's got some fucking issues, man.
No kidding,
I don't
right?
think military's don't ask, don't tell didn't really work well for him.
He looks like a Ken
doll.
Yeah.
So pretty much this guy's blaming Apple for not filtering the internet, which is kind of stupid on a lot of levels. Right.
The dude served in the military, so how did he end up being such a big pussy?
How did it take so long to get addicted to porn?
I mean, if you had to squat in the desert for 3 years, madman, fighting an enemy, you'd fucking jack off to anything.
Yeah, I figured he'd be addicted to porn in the military. I mean, everyone I know that's been in the military is... seen massive amounts of porn and several cocks hanging from, you know, open trousers.
Like, I don't want to be this current year sort of guy, but fucking porn's everywhere now.
Well, even less so than that. So, okay, yeah, this guy's a piece of... I don't even know what the hell this guy is. You know, I guess if he wasn't on the anti-porn crusade, he'd probably be out there marching with the SJWs demanding you use his preferred pronouns. So... you know, that point aside, the fact that this many states are actually considering this bullshit law, which, oh no, my device is coming with a filter I don't want. I format all my computers when I get them anyways because of all the bloatware that's already on them. And, I mean, so how are you going to enforce this? It's like, are you going to raid somebody's house because they formatted their computer without a license? You going to do it at the ISP level? I mean... obviously, the people putting this together don't have a fucking clue how any of this shit works.
Hey, guys, look, he's running Linux.
Burn him! Burn the witch! I mean...
no, I could see it. Your government issued formatting. Yeah, you know, they put the zip tie through the computer so you can't access anything internally.
Or you know, it's going to be one of those...
yearly inspections to keep your computer license.
It's going to be one of those laws that's completely unenforceable, and you know they just can use it for that one extra charge when they bust somebody for something else.
Yep. I think Don't Ask is in the chat room is 100% correct. This is not going to pass. This is most people are talking about it just for, you know, shock value and bullshit factor. You know,
hey, the $100 fine for men masturbating made it through the first hurdles.
I know that's the part about this that scares me is that whereas I think he's right, I think it's clickbait. The fact is, it's up for like 13 states. If only one of them passes it, it's like, what the fuck, man?
Wait a minute. $100 fine for men masturbating made it past any hurdles?
Yeah, it made it past the first lot of where they read the law and then go yay or nay whether they want to proceed with changing any of it. And it made it through, so now it goes to committee or something like that.
Well, it made it as far as they did because they presented it as some feminist equality bill up until they actually read the damn thing and went, oh.
No, it was in a guise of defunding Planned Parenthood.
That's not the one. I'm thinking of a different one then.
Either way, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same bullshit where they lie about what's in a law until it gets up there and hope
nobody
notices.
Oh yeah, that's what they're doing about this law. Did you see the name of it?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with
it. Nothing to do with any of those things.
You know, we're calling it the Cookies for Orphans Bill, and, you know, what's it actually do? Well, it puts a $1,000 fine on looking at your phone. It's like, wait, what? So,
ooh, no, Cookies for Orphans Bill, and it actually funds me. Everyone in the U.S. must pay Madman $10. I mean, so, it's enough that no one's going to care, but I'll be a billionaire.
It looks like the orphans are going hungry as far as I'm concerned, Madman.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not in here. We'll have to do an international thing at the UN to scoop you into it. But on the upside, after this law passes and I'm a billionaire, I'm going to fund the next few meetups.
Oh, there you go. But in all seriousness, I can't even fathom how this would work. I mean, you would have to have every device, every router, every computer, tablet, phone. Like,
imagine how
I don't
slow
know,
it's going to make the internet.
But they'd all have to check in somewhere. And ensure that they're not running software that's not allowed. And, you know, oh, I see the Tor browser.
It would have to ping out constantly for the fact that you could spoof it when you start up. Like, ding, yep, I'm connected legitimately, and then...
Then your VPN connection to the Finland or wherever, that's not going to ban it.
He's using a VPN. Raid his house. Shoot him in the head. I mean, it's...
ban list on websites would be ever-expanding. I mean, WhiteHouse.com exists for a reason.
Yeah. I mean, you know, okay, it's bullshit. It's never going to pass. But, well, even if it did, it's unenforceable. But I don't even know how you would even try to do this. I really don't. I mean, I suppose you could maybe do it at the ISP level unless that account has been flagged as a porn account. But, you know, then, of course, there's all kinds of fun opportunity for blackmail there. So, I don't know.
I'm thinking Sarge's right. If it ever passes, it's not going to be enforced. It's just going to be another charge whenever they bust you for something else.
Suave. That was actually Suave who said that. Sard is, you know, oh, we've only got the virtual Sard.
No.
Sard.
So, anyways, let's move on to this next one just because it is hilarious. From digitaltrends.com. People show their concern about the impending artificial intelligence-fueled rise of the robots in all manner of different ways. One man in Mountain View, California this week decided to take out what we can only imagine to be his fears about the impact of an increased automation on the human workforce by allegedly assaulting an innocent robot in a Silicon Valley parking lot.
It begins.
The Luddite didn't assault a robot. He committed vandalism. Assault happens to people. Vandalism happens to property.
The robot caught up in the incident was K5, one of the smart sensor-equipped 300-pound security robots. First of all, the fact that there's a 300-pound security robot is terrifying enough. Designed by the robotics company Nightscope. The assailant allegedly knocked over K5, which immediately registered the assault and sounded an alarm. The suspect attempted to run, but was ultimately arrested by Mountain View police. And this is the best part. We are incredibly proud of the outcome and believe that this is the true testament to the technology we have developed here at Silicon Valley. Stacey Dean Stevens, Nightscope's Vice President of Marketing and Sales, told the UK-based independent newspaper. We are happy to report that the robot has recuperated from his injuries and is back on patrol, keeping our office and employees safe again. K5 reportedly suffered only superficial injuries, including a number of scratches on its back during the attack. This is a pretty pathetic incident because it shows how spineless the drunk guys in Silicon Valley really are, because they attack a victim who doesn't even have any arms, a Mountain View resident told ABC News.
It's not a victim, it didn't have injuries, and why the fuck didn't a security robot at least come equipped with a taser?
Yeah, if some drunk asshole knocked the robot down and they're charging him with assault... First of all, he knocked over a 300-pound robot, so good on him. But
worst case right now, anyways, is vandalism. Like, that's all they could get him for.
Well, I just love the marketing person coming out here saying, this is a wonderful incident, so your security robot only works if somebody actually attacks the damned thing?
Did it at least get a picture of the dude and report it to the cops itself?
Yeah, he got arrested.
I just want to know... Was the footage from a security camera or the security robot?
The article doesn't say. The rest of the article here says, while man-on-robot crime is still something of a new phenomenon, it's not totally without precedent. In 2015, an intoxicated man in Japan attacked one of SoftBank's emotion-reading pepper bots, kicking and damaging the bot. Emotion-reading pepper bots?
Yeah.
It's not new. They're called Luddites. We already have a name for them that's a couple hundred years old.
Okay, I'm going to call bullshit on this story. But yeah, that thing's on wheels, right?
Yeah. They got a picture of the robot. It looks like a giant.
Yeah, okay, it's on wheels. It's designed to stay upright on inclines up to, what, 35 degrees, you'd say? Roughly?
Probably.
It weighs 300 fucking pounds. Or 136 kilos. Look, like, that's a big fucking heavy robot, man. That's on wheels.
Oh, yeah,
and
but a guy could tip a Coke machine. I'm sure a guy could tip
it. Yeah, but a Coke machine's on legs.
Well, you also have to remember, it's a robot, so probably it's got all the heavy shit right at the bottom.
So they have a picture of it here on the webpage. Why did they design their robot to look like a giant fucking tampon?
They're going after the feminist market. Oh.
Seriously, it looks like a giant tampon with, like, blue lights on it and a Cylon visor.
I see no taser and no gun. This is not a security robot.
Yeah, it's a camera on wheels, let's be real.
Yeah, it's a telepresence sort of object.
Yeah.
So some drunk dude knocks the thing over and they charge him with assault.
It's vandalism. Don't give the robot rights.
Sounds more like just a case of drunken disorderly.
Oh, no, it's destruction of property or damage to property.
Well,
so
I don't
vandalism.
Know. Was it damaged?
Scratches.
Yeah, scratched up.
Probably cost them about $5,000 to replace the scratch panel, but you know how it is.
$5 worth of Nick Wax from the automotive store. What are you talking about?
If it costs $5,000 to replace a panel, then it's no longer a misdemeanor. Sure. He's looking at felony assault on a robot.
No.
Oh, who's got
felony
raped in
vandalism
prison?
And destruction of private property. It's not a fucking person. I'm not giving these things rights. They can't vote. They outnumber me.
Fuck it, dude. I want this guy charged with felony assault on a robot. I want him to do 12 years.
I want to see this get to court where they have the robot testify.
Don't ask his rights. It's modern cow tipping. Give the guy a fine and send him home. Ooh, I want to go cow tipping now with robots.
I want to build robots that go cow tipping.
That's even better.
Fuck you, man. Felony assault on livestock. Cow has rights.
It's food. Food does not have rights. Again, they can outvote me. They don't get rights.
So at what point is it less a cow tipping robot and more just crashing a drone into a cow?
Does it have legs, and can the robot walk away afterwards?
The robot wouldn't walk, it would fly, because I'm thinking of just using a cheap drone.
Can it fly away afterwards?
I don't know. Depends on how hard it hits the cow.
Then
whether
it's not
or not
a
it fucks up a
robot.
it
must
scares
be reusable.
It, I mean, come on.
Anything is one-time-use cow tipping. I mean, I can hit it with a car, it's going to flip over. My car might not drive away. Not designed for tipping cows.
Cows are very solid objects.
I'm just thinking buzzing cows with a drone would be a fun pastime.
Oh, that's going to cause a stampede somewhere. And I hope your drone has a video of it.
Moo.
You've been playing Diablo 2 lately.
Moo?
Alright. Next one up is from The Guardian. Don't Ask actually sent this one in the chat room earlier tonight, and I thought it was amusing. Facebook admits government exploited us to spread pop propaganda. No shit.
Water's wet, the sky's blue, and men masturbate. Other news we already know.
Facebook has publicly acknowledged that its platform has been exploited by government seeking to manipulate public opinion in other countries, including the presidential elections in the U.S. and France, and has pledged to clamp down on such information operations. How? You're saying things we don't like. Filtered! In a white paper authored by the company's security team and published on Thursday, the company detailed well-funded and subtle techniques used by nations and other organizations to spread misinformation or misleading information and falsehoods for geopolitical goals. These efforts go well beyond fake news, the company said, and include content seeding, targeted data collection, and fake accounts that are used to amplify one particular view. Actually, I doubt it's the government's doing this. It's probably consulting companies. Sow distrust in political institutions and spread confusion. We have had to expand our security focus from traditional abusive behavior, such as account hacking, malware, spam, and financial scams, to include more subtle, insidious forms of misuse, including attempting to manipulate civic discourse and deceive people, the company said. So, in other words, Facebook is going to start acting like an editor. In its effort to clamp down on information operations, Facebook suspended 30,000 accounts in France before the presidential election. The company said it was a priority to remove suspect accounts with high volumes of posting activity and the biggest audiences. We don't like what you're saying! Well, I wonder how many of those accounts were supportive of Le Pen. Just kind of curious. The company also explained how it monitored several situations that fit the pattern of information operations during the U.S. presidential election. The company detected malicious actors using social media to share information stolen from other sources, such as email accounts, with the intent of harming the reputation of specific political targets. So that would be...
that we don't like. Oh, wait. Sorry. That's not part of the article.
No. They're talking about information stolen from email accounts. They're specifically talking about what's his name who worked for Clinton.
John Podesta.
Podesta, yeah, thank you, Pizza.
Podesta, the child molester.
This technique involved creating dedicated websites to host the stolen data and then creating social media accounts and pages to direct people to it. At the same time, a separate set of malicious actors created fake Facebook accounts to falsely amplify narratives and themes related to the topics exposed in the stolen data. Again, they're talking about Podesta. Facebook did not specify which stolen data it was referring to, but we know that thousands of emails were hacked from the Clinton campaign. Yeah. Nor did Facebook attribute the manipulation to any nation state, although it said that the company's investigation does not contradict the findings of a January report by U.S. Director of National Intelligence that outlined Russian involvement in the election. So it does not contradict them claiming Russians did it. Again, it's not governments, it's consulting companies. Governments don't understand Facebook. They hire people to do this shit.
I'm going to go with the consulting company was hired by some governments along with probably, I don't know, the Clinton campaign and the Trump campaign.
And I campaigns think you would be
correct. Manipulate this shit. I'm going to say both of them probably did it.
Really wouldn't have it as corruption. My command coming on Cylon.
Cylon.
All your base belong to us.
All your base are belong to us. I gotta pull up that game and play it.
You have no chance to survive. Make your time. Let's see. Yeah, Russia has been implicated in hacking a French presidential front runner, Emmanuel Macron, according to research. Anybody who's popular, they don't like the Russians are doing it. Facebook pledged to monitor attempts to manipulate the platform, develop new ways of identifying fake accounts, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, Facebook said they're going to try to put a clamp down on this kind of shit. So, I'm not surprised that they're admitting this at all. A lot of people are probably like, what? Facebook is admitting that people are trying to manipulate its platform? Well,
they had to. They got caught out too many times for it to be, oh, no, we're not. Look over there, puppies.
Yeah, no. I mean, this shit was known, man. I mean, they obviously are saying they're specifically calling out the Podesta instances. Fine. And right now they're talking about this stuff in France, but they're not talking about which political candidate did they think it was? Was it one? Was it both? There's like one. No, there's two left now. There were like four earlier in the week.
It was eight, I think.
What was it? Eight.
Eight. Yeah, I think it was eight or six. But I'm pretty sure it was eight.
Had a good chance of making it between this Emmanuel guy and Le Pen and the previous shit. I don't follow French politics well enough to answer the question.
Going to be interesting because let's just say all these street riots and shit like that have caused a few large political organizations to move over to Le Pen's side, and they're not ones you'd think that would be going there, like the gay community. They're not feeling safe in France, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they're being attacked in higher amounts than they were last year.
when you are concerned about being thrown off of a roof, I mean, it's just it happens. But you know, who's going to win aside? I'm concerned that my concern is that Facebook is picking winners and losers when it comes to this manipulation. Madman's totally right. Both sides are doing it, or all sides are doing it, I guess would be the better way to put it. Of course they're doing it. Botnets are easy to set up. Fake accounts are easy to set up. It takes 15 seconds to go register a new Gmail address so you can set up a new Facebook account.
We've covered stories where companies have advertised their service to push your agenda on social media. They were doing it for advertising. Let's get your product out there. Let's get your X out there. So there are already companies set up to do this.
Right,
if
which
they're
is why
editing,
I
want them to edit everyone, which I don't think they're going to do.
Well, and that's my concern as well, is that they're going to pick, you know, well, we happen to agree with this political viewpoint, so we're going to leave their bots alone. But all these people talking about the viewpoint we don't like, well, we're, you know, fuck them. We're going to stop their bots. I don't think it's going to be applied equally. Now, I do think they will occasionally knock out on both sides, at least the more obvious ones. But, yeah, I mean, it's just the – if the enforcement of these algorithms that are going to be looking for bots and, you know, quote-unquote fake news and political manipulation – if it's only going towards the side that, you know, you happen to agree with based on where you live geographically, well, you're going to skew your platform to one political point of view, and you're going to very quickly find people leaving it. I was kind of hoping that Mastodon was going to be interesting in that, because it was this federated system where anybody could set up a server, that you would start seeing people, you know, you'd start seeing these all of these things set up so that they're... you know, kind of setting up their own and not getting filtered. So, but apparently they've started distributing these huge block lists of servers to, you know, don't allow to connect to your Mastodon server, and they're saying that they're full of viruses and white supremacists and all this stuff. No, they're distributing block lists of servers that are, you know, they don't agree with politically. If you're not respecting their safe space and their all their Tumblr arenas, they're demanding you block servers. So, I mean, it's like it's worse censorship than when Facebook is doing it, right? So, I don't know what the answer is. Maybe just, you know,
I understand, I think all of
these platforms are manipulated.
I think you guys are kind of missing the really big point of this. Is, you know, like we're now reaching this stage where nations are actually like able to manipulate the voters of other countries.
We've been doing that for years. Project Hummingbird the CIA.
It's a lot easier to do now than it would have been back with just like when everybody was just watching TV broadcasts.
Oh no, God, it's harder now. Back in the 50s or 60s, you had
like
five different outlets. That's a lot easier to control than 5,000.
Oh yeah, from like a standing government side, like yeah, absolutely, the U.S. government would be able to control things much better. But I'm talking about like a foreign government controlling what people are seeing in another country. So like if, using the Russian example, like with the U.S. elections, like, you know, I haven't seen any hard evidence yet, but like the capability certainly exists. And, you know, like there's certainly been enough evidence coming out about like plans on, you know, like the Surkov leaks.
Well, I mean, you got an interesting point here. It's not so much that, you know, we're not manipulating each other's elections, because Madman's right. Various governments have been doing that shit for years. But you had to be the CIA to do it in the 60s. Today, you know, a consulting company with a couple of Amazon AWS instances and some Python scripts can do it. So,
yeah, like, you know, it would have been like impossible for, let's say, the Russian government in the 60s to open up a TV station in the United States and start like, you know, pushing out all their own shows and stuff.
I don't know about Russians doing it, but Radio Free or Freedom Radio was a thing where we absolutely set up radio stations and broadcasted them into the Soviet bloc.
Do you know the reason Cuba exists right now is Russia was able to convince the United States to back Castro through using our reporters. So, yeah, in the 50s and 60s and 40s, Russia's pretty damn good about, here's the target, let's go after it. So giving them more targets makes us more resilient to that, not less.
So and that's where I was going, is I was going to say there's a question of effectiveness, but I don't know. It's one of those things where you pretty much just need to understand that most media is manipulated. Let's be real. Any major media that has significant amounts of money behind it, whether it's Facebook, whether it's TV, hell, big name YouTubers, it's all manipulated.
Oh, it's not just big name YouTubers. Anyone that you would call alternative media, if they're getting money, they're being manipulated. Now, they might agree with who's giving them money, but Alex Jones has an agenda. The Young Turks have an agenda. All of them are manipulating you.
We don't, but that's because we don't give enough of a shit to be manipulated.
Yeah, it's a pay up, Fry's Electronics. Pay up.
I think it's. I honestly think it's naive to think that we're not being manipulated. You know, that's the very definition of like manipulation. Like, you're not aware of it, and to think that we have not been exposed or influenced by these forces, I think that's naive.
I think we're not attempting to manipulate people.
I'm not. I'm picking news stories because I think they're funny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're not trying to manipulate people. Okay, I understand. I thought you said we weren't.
Yeah, I'm not getting on here and railing about, you know, sure, my politics are libertarian. I know that. I don't care. But it's one of those things where I don't even try to hide that. I just say, you know, look, here it is. But I'm picking these things because I think they're funny. IHM was the same way. We weren't ever trying to get a message across or a point across. We were just doing it because we thought it was funny.
Fuck off, dude. I was trying to raise awareness of gay frogs.
Well, okay.
Cygross is sending me kickbacks, I need some more. I need to get my clutch fixed on my bike.
Wait. We're getting kickbacks? Fuck, I gotta check that email account.
Yeah, you better. And I want my cut, damn it. And I also want you to forward all the hate mail. I masturbate to that shit.
Yeah, quit sending it after you admitted that.
IHM never had an agenda. It was a joke. Yeah. Its real message was don't take shit seriously.
Other than RU's gay frog agenda, which has unfortunately been quite effective, hence Pepe.
that was only one name, and I think Pepe was forced into it. He cried.
You ever wonder why he looks so sad? You ever wonder why he looks so sad? I mean, really?
Yeah, he didn't want to take it up by another Pepe.
Sexual violence needs to stop now.
All right, let's stop the frog sexual violence and move on to this Computer World article. Feels bad, man. Thank you, Cygross. Excellent timing.
Thank you. Oh, feels frog is now a Nazi.
I've only had like 3 shots, so yeah, we're doing okay. This article is from Computer World. Fired IT workers are filing discrimination lawsuits. The University of California IT workers replaced by an offshore outsourcing firm intend to file a lawsuit challenging their dismissal. The lawsuit may be filed as early as next week. It will allege that tech workers at the University's San Francisco campus were victims of age and national origin discrimination.
Nice.
IT workers lost their jobs in February after the university hired India-based IT services from HCL. Approximately 50 full-time university employees lost their jobs, but another 30 contractor positions were cut as well. As somebody who works in the IT field, I can tell you that, yes, you can outsource to India, and I do not mean this in any kind of a... derogatory way. You're going to need 3 or 4... of the Indian workers to do the work of one of your IT guys, so you're not saving any money. So, anyways. You are.
Is it national origin discrimination because they're hiring Indians in India?
But they're firing Americans. We're losing our job because we're American.
No, you're using your job because you get paid too much, you're fucking lazy and take too many holidays.
the reason he lost his job isn't because he's an American. It's because he's not in India, and the employer doing this job now is in India. If he moved to India, he might have a job.
You know how much productivity is lost every week to people actually using bathrooms? With India in it, you can cut that right out.
They don't get to shit?
Do they have armed guards that escort them home? I mean, you know, they're only allowed... You know, they're standing in there with the armed guards all day long. I mean, I don't think they risk
it. You think you're shitting yourself losing your job to Indians? Indians are shitting themselves losing their jobs to Chinese. Because once Foxconn gets a contract, you can get low, low wages.
Foxconn's actually looking at opening up some plants in my area. I'm cool with that.
As long as they put the suicide nets in, Madman, you'll be right.
So, replacing IT workers with offshore labor is common in the private sector, but almost unheard of at state-supported public institution. Take a workforce that is overwhelmingly over the age of 40 and replace them with folks who are mainly in their 20s, early 20s, in fact. We think this is age discrimination, said the IT employees attorney Randall Strauss of William Ivory, Chasso, Cavill, and Brewer. That's a hell of a law firm. The national origin discrimination claim is a result of taking a workforce that reflects the diversity of California and is summarily let go and is replaced with people who come from one particular part of the world, said Strauss. The lawsuit will be filed in the Amelia Court, Superior Court. Only a few civil cases have alleged national origin discrimination in offshore outsourcing, but interest is in raising this issue appears to be gaining ground. U.S. Department of Justice recently warned employers not to use H-1B visa workers to discriminate, a signal that it may be interested in bringing its own national origin discrimination case. So Disney was bringing something similar against H-1B visas. So, yeah, it's an interesting legal trick where they're trying to take this national origin discrimination and flip it around and say, well, you're not hiring us because we're American.
I think that would work with the Disney one where they were importing workers. I don't think the California universities are actually bringing in anyone into the country.
What does diversity have to do with productivity?
Nothing. If anything, it hurts.
Then why the fuck did they have the word diversity in that article?
It's a buzzword that sounds good to people in everywhere.
To me, listening to that, they went, well, our IT people are old. We can't find any young Americans who are interested in doing IT, so we better bring in Indian people who are young. Because they mentioned that their IT workers were old and 40.
Yeah, over 40.
They needed more diversity.
Reason they threw in the over 40 is in the U.S., you can discriminate based on age until someone hits 40.
Shit. Hey, guys, 40, I got to look at something. Young. Madman.
Well, just pause the show, man, and we'll pick up when you're good.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
I need a smoke.
All right. Fair enough. We'll
reboot those servers.
Yeah.
We'll frogs.
It has nothing to do with servers. BRB. So, sorry, guys. I'm gonna leave the stream up, but